Folks, what you're hearing in the background is performing live in studio, Mr. Jay Calder. Of course, the guitar has been a passion for Jay for most of his life, but especially after he started listening to guys like Michael Hedges, Don Ross, Phil Keaggy, and other finger-style guitar virtuosos. It was then that he discovered a new creative palette for his own compositions. A few months after Jay's first solo guitar CD, Breakfast with Barnabas, was released, it was nominated at the Canadian Vibe Awards as Instrumental of the Year. Then, of course, he began performing solo guitar in a variety of venues in Southern Ontario, where he received Best Acoustic Artist at the Toronto Independent Music Awards. And Jay now travels across Canada doing what he loves the most. JayCalder.ca. Have a listen. He's just kind of doing it right now. Jay Calder. Fantastic stuff, man. So good to have you back again, Jay. We were talking in the hallway about, man, when the heck was it? It was more than a year ago, right?
Like the Earth's crust was cooling.
It wasn't that long ago. Come on, man. How have things been? Listen, I want to just read to you something on our Facebook site that somebody posted when we told the world that you were going to be here.
I've been waiting by the phone. I want you to know that.
For what? For my call?
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah. Somebody named Carmen on our Facebook site says, this guy was at our church a few years ago, and even our musicians were slack-jawed at what he does with a guitar. Amazing.
Wow.
Did you smash a guitar at the end of the concert?
That's really nice.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I feel a little, but the flu came on or whatever?
I think so. I've been, I'm often the sickie in the family, but I've been really healthy forever until last night, so I don't know what it is. Maybe it's...
Stuff going around, man.
Yeah.
Stuff going around. Well, thank you for pushing through it and coming.
No worries. This is good to be here.
Best gig and worst gig you've ever had?
Oh, boy. I've had a lot of really, really good ones that I'm so grateful for. This might surprise you because it's not...
The last time we were on your show,
it's
the worst.
It's not the... No, not at all. probably the most fun I've ever had and also... most inspiring was opening for Casting Crowns on a tour with them, and
cool.
It had nothing to do with their music; it just had to do with them. I have some stories. I don't know how much time you have, but
it's your hour. Hold on, okay. Hold on. Whoa, half hour. All right, lay the story on us, man.
Well, man, where to even begin? I got the call to be the solo opener for three Casting Crowns concerts. This was a couple of summers ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be Ottawa, London, and Toronto. And I was super, super nervous. And then I got a call from a friend who was connected with putting this on about a week before and said, you realize Casting Crowns, at the time, you realize that they're the number one Christian band in the world right now. And I said, no,
thanks,
I didn't.
Thanks for that.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm wetting myself already. Thanks so much. And super nervous. But my wife and son and I took a couple of days in Ottawa to do some holidays before the first show, which was on a Thursday night. So we're up there holidaying. Thursday comes around, and I get it's like something out of a really bad movie, but I get a phone call on my cell in the hotel room, 9 o'clock in the morning, from the promoter for this whole big spiel.
Yeah.
And he says, one of the guitar players has lost his passport, and we need you to fill in. I know.
That's Did you bring extra pairs of underwear?
That was my response. No, we need you to fill in. And I'm like, I'm thinking, how many people does this venue hold? How much? And how much did each ticket cost? Like, I'm so spiritual, but this is how I'm thinking, right? Thinking, like, what, $30 a ticket for the cheap seats or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jay's going to be up there, you know, doing, like, Danny on the Partridge Family playing the bass, you know, or whatever. Like how? Yeah, seriously, yeah, this is what's running through my mind.
Yeah.
And I said to the promoter, I said, you know what? I'm actually not even familiar with Casting Crowns music. And I was, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
My kids would have known. But I was out of that loop, okay?
Right.
And so, as it turned out, I mean, we do some of their stuff at our church.
Okay.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm telling this to the promoter, and he says, well, hang on, just a second. Melanie's here. And this is Mark Hall's wife. Mark Hall is the lead singer for Casting Crowns and writes their music and stuff. She's right here. Just a minute. I'm like, and then I hear Melanie comes on the phone, say, hi, Jay. This is, you know, Melanie. Now, when you say you're not familiar with Casting Crowns music, are you saying you don't listen to Casting Crowns? And I'm just...
How do you answer that?
I just was like, oh...
I guess.
Melanie, I'm so sorry, but that is what I'm saying. She was so cool and gracious, and she just starts laughing hysterically.
Nice.
She goes, don't worry about it, it's fine. She says, it probably would have helped, though, if you would have at least been familiar with the singles. And I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This promoter comes right back on. He goes, oh, Jay. And he lays it on so thick. He's like, Jay, I really think this is why God has you on this tour.
Sorry, and I shouldn't laugh at that.
So I'm shrinking. It doesn't sound like it, but I am shrinking a longer story. Yeah. But I bowed out. I said, no, that would be so schmaltzy. That would be so dumb.
Yeah.
No. So I hung up, and I'm just feeling sick. And Sandy, my wife and I, we actually just stopped. We just, you know what, let's just pray about this. I just feel terrible. Did I just do something terrible, like make it this huge mistake?
Yeah, bad career move or
whatever.
Yeah.
So I called him, we prayed for a while, and I called him back, and I was going to say, put on a pot of coffee. I got the whole day. That's plenty of time. And because all the gear would have been there.
And I'll learn the songs.
All the gear would be there. All the guys' guitars and everything would have been there.
Yeah.
Give me a list of priorities and some CDs. And I call him back, and he says, he found his passport, and we're expecting him there by 5:30. Like, the show is 7 o'clock. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But later in the day, this is the really good stuff, though. Okay, that was just funny. But the good stuff, later, it was such a cool, it was a gift to me, that particular show, but those three. My one daughter and her husband drove up like a six-hour drive to be there and take some holidays to be there for that show. We had some really good friends in Ottawa that were there to help with my merch table. And just, it was the coolest thing. But I walked in for 4:30 load-in and sound check. And even though I'm the only, was the only opener, their union crew was part of this, so you have to be there right on time and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, don't mess with their supper time or the promoter.
Triple time.
It's going to cost some serious dough.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I walk in at the back. Casting Crowns had already had their sound check, and the whole band is sitting down in the front row of, like, theater seats, and Mark Hall is standing facing them. And he sees me. It's like this big amphitheater-shaped venue, and he sees me way up at the top at the back come in the door, and he just hollers, and he goes, Jay! He goes, Jay Calder! We saw you on YouTube. We can't wait, man.
Nice.
And I bet he says this to everybody.
Sure.
But it didn't matter. No, it's like,
it's
oh, my goodness.
Welcoming.
It was such a welcome. He says, we were just going to pray together. Come on down here. And this was for real. They just included me. Just to say, I've been with some far lesser lights, some far lower profile artists who have just made me so stinking nervous because of the attitude.
Yeah,
I'm a rock star, you know.
Their light is dimmer, and so they try to shine harder. And not knowing it's the opposite way.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about the sort of theology of Christ, you know, lesser is bigger, right?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
And that's why, okay.
It was
so,
just like this.
So
it
let me,
so,
this is, you're exactly like Mike Jansen.
Yeah.
You know, you probably suck at self-promotion. You stink of humility. You do.
I didn't tell you the rest of the story. Quickly.
See, he doesn't like me trying to brag on him.
Quickly.
Okay, yes.
Did this whole thing of praying together and stuff like that. Some of them had their kids there. The coolest thing. But then Mark says, okay, let's pray for the people that are going to be here tonight. And this is the number one Christian band in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they start praying over the seats or the whole auditorium. And I thought, you know what? I don't care what people think about them or not. That rocks.
Yeah.
That absolutely rocks. And they did that every night. They invited me to their, you know, devotional time and everything. And
very cool.
Yeah, it was.
Very cool. All right, listen, Jay, can you lay a song on us? Would you mind?
I think so.
Do you have a guitar with you, handy? It's right there. Sorry. What series Taylor is this?
This is a relatively, well, it's not a super high-end one. This is a 400 series.
Okay.
But this is a special edition 400 series.
Why? So, why?
Because it's got rosewood back and sides, and it's got a bear claw Sitka top. It looks like it's scratched. That's custom.
That's what?
That's special. Special scratches.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is very similar to an 800 series woods, but it just doesn't have as much inlay and stuff on it. And plus, this has a really cool buzz happening right now because I've got the action a little too low. And,
okay.
And it's winter.
Right. Listen, you're on the right show to have a really cool buzz happening. So sorry. He has to put up with this all day. What are you going to do for us? And by the way, how do you set up a song that's instrumental? I know we've talked about this before, but you know, this is a song that I was looking at the leaves one day and the way
this was birthed out of a time of tremendous tragedy.
Now, he totally
a
did.
Lot of a lot of usually humor, and it's also a good time to tell stories. I sometimes go. Quite a long time. If I can't get the thing in tune, mm-hmm. The story gets longer.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Right. All right. Do you need time to retune before this one?
I don't know. I think we're good. Does that sound?
That sounds lovely. All right, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Jay Calder. Beautiful stuff, man. Jay Calder on the Drew Marshall Show. I like to say nice, positive, suck-up things about different artists that come in. I try to pick artists that I really dig and like, and people say, well, how do you pick them? Well, it's based on whether I like them or not. And so, you know, enough sucking up. I like what you do. But I really have always had an affinity towards the fingerstyle playing. And so when I sort of became acquaintances, buddies with Tommy Emmanuel over the last few years, you know, from living in Australia to having him on the show perform here a number of times, when you get to know someone, it's amazing how much more alive their music becomes to somebody who's listening. Mm-hmm. And revealing who you are and your heart and your soul and just your whole thing. Like, that's sort of un-Canadian. We don't really want to get out there and hey, how you doing? Look at me, and I'm awesome, and here's a killer story, and rah-rah. Hey, I'm going to play you a song now. You know, that's not Canadian, right?
Right.
So it must be tough for you, also combined with the fact that you just, as I said before, and you hated this, you stink of humility. I know people who probably know you, they're on your inner sink, you know, your closest friends and family, and they think you're an arrogant jerk. But the rest of us, are looking at you going, you know, how do you unfold who you are when you're performing? Because you not only play, this is the longest question in the world,
it's okay.
You not only play, but you share, you teach, you know, you bring in that sort of pastoral thing that you've got as well.
Wow. So what was your question?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess there's a couple of things here. One, I want people to know that it's not just Jay coming to play guitar. If you bring Jay to your church or to your, you know, your big meeting of whatever, you're going to get a ridiculous guitar player. But you share gut stuff, too.
This is a weird answer, and maybe it's not an answer. But it just came to mind, and I've got the microphone. But mm-hmm. I was... Out to lunch with a promoter dude, a really nice guy, who's a relatively new believer, and I've done a number of events with him in years past, and we're just sort of friends. And he said, "I'm going to talk to you the way I normally talk with musicians, and I've never related to you on this level." And he just looks at me and he says, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" And no idea, right? But he said, "No, seriously." He says, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to be doing?" And I just this blurted out, and this surprised me a lot that this just came out in a crowded restaurant and to this guy that I didn't really relate to on this level that much. But I just says, I just said I want to be ministering in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that just came from. That's just it. I just really, really do. So,
I mean, for our listeners who don't dig that jive, what you're saying is you want God. You want to be used by God. You want God to kind of work through your thang.
Yeah,
is that what I'm hearing?
Whatever the thang is.
Yeah,
yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Okay. In regards to your sort of guitar playing heroes, obviously we hear a lot, or I hear a lot of Kagi. I hear tons of Kagi. You stink of Kagi. You stink of humility. You just stink, dude.
Well, that's because he's amazing, you know. But he also was a trailblazer for Christian artists, right? And so anybody that is like a Jesus guy looks back to him. And I always say if you don't like Phil Kagi, we'll pick a different decade because he's done so many. He's done everything.
But I hear a lot of Beyond Nature in that last song.
Okay, cool.
I'll take that as a... Who else rocks your world?
That Michael Hedges. I was going to say, with that particular song, there was some Michael Hedges stuff. This kind of, you know, the...
Right.
And then do something else with your right hand while that's going on. He was amazing at that. And Tommy Emmanuel. There's a long list, really. I love Pierre Ben Susan for different reasons.
Who's the guy from Montreal? Isn't there a Canadian guy from Montreal?
There's lots of them, and I know who you mean, and it'll come to...
You told me about him, Tim, I think. Huh?
Mongrain.
Okay.
Yeah, phenomenal. Tommy Emmanuel is, I think he's, boy, it's easy to say this kind of stuff, but I really think he's in a league.
Of his own.
Alone.
All right.
As a performer. Mm. And I think part of that, I mean, he just absolutely loves the audience. He loves to perform. And you see that he's possibly not the few times that I've seen this, he's not the most generous person when playing with others, mm-hmm. because Tommy's got, look what I could do, like a little boy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's so much joy in it, and it is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
I don't know of another performer in a league like that, and you don't have to be a finger style aficionado to appreciate it either, just because he's just such an amazing performer.
I want people to support you, buy your stuff, you know, go to gigs, that sort of thing. Can you, what's coming up? How do they get a hold of you? Do you have a CD available? You know, keychains? What do you got? Mugs?
Well, the website is jcalder.ca, and there's the CDs are for sale on there. People don't mind using PayPal. That's cool. Coming up on Monday night, we're starting 10 dates with Couples Night Out Tour with Phil Calloway. And Phil's, I don't know if you know Phil. He's from Three Hills, Alberta.
Sure is.
And he's been a gift to me. We just get along really, really well. And we've done more than 50 of these things now. I also did 4 or 5 in Newfoundland with Steve Geyer.
Okay.
A Christian stand-up guy.
Okay.
He's also a pastor now
from
Atlanta. But Phil and I are doing 10 more starting Monday in Southern Ontario, and the first one's in Stratford, and then Tuesday is Leamington, Wednesday's Kitchener,
and what are these nights? There's like a come stoke your fire again, married couples nights.
Kinda. It's not a heavy marriage encounter.
No,
at all. And it's a cheap date. It's $10 for a couple.
Yeah, you got Tim's attention on that one.
There you go. Okay. So, I mean, if you know,
$10 a couple.
Yeah. If you want to come, I'll even get you in comp tickets.
Comp the tanner. So this is you and Phil Calloway.
He's borderline stand up. He's a humorist. Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, he's written like 26 books, but it's a He's just very, very funny.
Yeah, so it's a good, light, fun, musical, night out kind of thing. Fairly inexpensive. A lot of dates. You said 10 in Ontario?
Yep, 10
right. And they can go to your website to find out those dates to get all the information?
I'd love it if they did.
That'd be good. jcalder.ca. All right, folks, listen. We are joined right now by the one and only Jay Calder, who's going to perform and take us out with his last song called...
A Spacious Place.
A Spacious Place, dedicated to Tim's head. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Calder on The Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic. Jay Calder, live in the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, so good to have you back again, man. I'm sorry it's been so long to come back around to Jay Calder. jcalder.ca is who you've been listening to. That was a live performance. Tim and I are both sitting here gobsmacked, as they say in Australia, our jaws wide open. So while Tim finds a little go-out tune, we want to let you know again that Jay Calder is available for all sorts of gigs, you know, men's groups, church groups, bar mitzvahs, breeze, whatever. And he'll be touring with, what's the guy's name again?
Phil Calloway.
Yeah, that's right, Phil Calloway. Through 37 gigs in Ontario in the next couple of weeks. I don't know, like 10 or 9 or something, I can't remember. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're new to this great country, do me a favor, get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and, with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15, 2012, The Drew Marshall Show will start season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.